Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It is a pleasure to actually have a guest with me in the studio instead of the normal Zooming. We are real live people and together in the same studio, although we are distanced apart. So we're both comfortable, but I'm Mike Maino, and with me is the one and only Craig Maynard from Concerts at Home or Core Memory Music. I like the Concerts at Home part, which is on the website, Craig. Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be here.
Now, you were with us at the beginning of the pandemic back, I believe in April, we did a show together. We Zoomed it, and you told us about what was happening or not happening with the concerts that was scheduled at your beautiful home. And now we are able to talk a little bit about what the future brings, and particularly concerts that are coming up. You've got several that are on the site: September 12th, October 3rd, October 24th, November 28th, and December 12th for this year. And then you get into January, and we'll talk about that at some other time. But those five concerts will be the thrust of tonight's information. And first off, is everything going well for you in your beautiful home?
Yes, it is. It's lonely
yeah,
hanging out there all the time, but and we haven't had a concert since March, so mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to the fall season. So perhaps we should talk about why we're having a fall season in the first place, because many arts organizations are canceling their fall concerts.
Right. It is a situation where most groups aren't able to get together at this point in time. Theaters and so forth are closed down, but you're in a rather unique situation. You control your own destiny because you own the building, and you're able to come up with some situations that'll make it safe and comfortable for everyone. So tell us, well, first of all, people should understand that this is not a venue of 3,000 seats. This is
that's correct.
This is your home, and normally you can squeeze 40 or 50, maybe in
25
there?
To 30. 25 normally, to 30. 30 is pretty pretty much a full house. So I'm going to cut that by 2/3. So I think we'll have 10 people in the audience at least for the first concert.
Okay, and so 10 lucky people will be able to get
10 people, and it's first come, first serve. So if you're interested, if you listen to this program and you're interested in coming in September, you should send me an email as quickly as possible.
Okay, and the concert date is September 12th, and we will talk a little bit about what's going on that concert and your website and how people can find you. Why don't we do that right now? The website is...
The website, the new website, it's changed, is corememorymusic.com.
That's pretty simple. Core, C-O-R-E, memorymusic.com. Great. And they can find out everything they want to know about the upcoming concerts and even see a picture of your beautiful home and so forth. So that's
As it was last July.
That's the way it looked last July, right?
Yeah.
Now, have you found yourself working more around the house? Have you done some things that maybe you didn't have time to do before because you're stuck?
Well,
there?
You know, I don't like to clean, so the house is a bit needs a bit of tidying up. But I will take care of that certainly before September 12th.
And the outside looks fairly the same.
Yeah, it looks the same. The plants are bigger now. That's the main difference.
All right. Well, let's talk about the concert itself and what you're going to be presenting on September 12th.
Yeah, and just to comment about again why we're able to do this. We're obviously very small. arts organization. Basically, it's just me and a few volunteers. And we are able to control the hall, as you mentioned. The number of people we're going to be able to accommodate is well below the limit that the governor has set. So we're in a position, we're much more flexible than a larger arts organization is by the very nature of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. So our concerts are very intimate. They're in my living room, and we have lots of comfortable seating, and we can space people at least 6 feet apart easily. Also, I can ventilate the room, which I plan to do. Mm-hmm. In addition, and this is contingent on developments in testing, if there's a cheap, reliable, cheap and reliable and readily available with rapid turnaround, and there's some indication that the new saliva direct test might fit that description. If that test is ready to go, we're going to start asking people to get tested before they come.
Okay.
And just make sure they're not capable of spreading an infection.
Right.
And the nature of this test is a little different than the standard PCR tests they're doing now. So, and I'm going to have the musicians tested and myself. And so that way we can guarantee with pretty high level of certainty that everybody in the house for the concert is negative,
right,
in terms of being infectious.
But this first concert is going to be a pianist, a cellist, and a violinist, so there's no vocal, correct?
Oh, no. I rarely have vocalists.
Right.
Oh, you're talking about the risk of...
Yeah, so that's another important factor, and that's how you can do
that's
this.
True.
It's all instrumental.
True. But what I'd like to—I mean, if we can almost guarantee that everybody is not infectious, then we can take our masks off and probably be safe.
Yeah,
as long as the room is well ventilated. So we'll see what happens. I think probably this new saliva test won't be ready and readily available in the area.
Well, I wouldn't think
September.
In a couple of weeks it probably will.
It was just approved by the FDA last week.
But down the road for future concerts.
So maybe later on. So I think for the first concert, we'll probably observe all the same conventions that we observe when we go shopping.
All right. Well, let's get to the music and tell us about this first concert and what this violinist and cellist and pianist is going to be doing.
Yes, this is a really exciting concert. This is a trio. It's called a piano trio, and that's a standard instrumentation in classical music. It means there's a piano part, a violin part, and a cello part. And there's quite a repertoire for that combination of instruments. So we actually see trios who can sort of make a living playing as a trio because there's plenty of music and people love the music. And I do. So I was very excited to be able to present next month a group of three musicians who met at Curtis Institute back in 2013, and all of them were starting out at Curtis, and they formed the trio, and the trio was essentially going the whole time they were there at Curtis, and they gave themselves a name. It's called the Aya Trio, A-Y-A. And they're wonderful. They got coached extensively while they were at Curtis and started performing at that time. Now they they're not living in the same city anymore, but they get together every few months and either to do competitions or they were going to do chamber music this summer before everything got canceled. So this will be their first concert since February, and obviously our first concert since March. So that's exciting. And in addition, the pieces they're going to perform are really two remarkable masterpieces by very popular composers. One of them is Tchaikovsky. They're going to do his piano trio. And then after the intermission, they're going to perform the Ravel piano trio. So these are, as they describe them, the two most challenging works in the entire repertoire, both from a technical point of view and from an artistic point of view. So they've got their work cut out for them. And to make that a little easier, since they're not living in the same city and don't have rehearsal space right now, they're going to come to my house 2 days early on Thursday, the 10th, and stay there for 3 days and three nights, and they'll be rehearsing the whole time.
Excellent. Well, good for you. You get to listen to
it. Yeah. So should be really exciting. The Tchaikovsky is a piece I became familiar with probably 30 years ago, and I fell in love with it. It's his only piano trio, but it's a real masterpiece. And the Ravel is also the only piano trio by that composer, and it's also considered one of his finest works. It was composed in 1914. So this is an unusual program. Most piano trios would never attempt to do these two works on a single program. So I'm really excited to see if they can pull it off.
All right. What are we going to listen to now before we take our first break?
This is an excerpt from the first movement of the Ravel piano trio.
Okay. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Core Memory Music is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Craig Maynard, who is the man behind the scenes. Well, he's not so much behind the scenes because the venue is his home. And, Craig, one of the things we did not say in the first segment was exactly where you're located.
We're located just outside the village of Peacedale on North Road. And the house was constructed about 3.5-4 years ago. And we started having concerts in September of 2017. So we're now starting our fourth season doing chamber music, live chamber music, right here in South County.
Excellent. All right. And if people want information, they can go to Core, C-O-R-E, corememorymusic.com, right?
That's correct.
All right. Check it out. We talked in that first segment about a lot of the things that are happening because of the pandemic and the precautions you're taking. With all that said, we then talked about the first concert on September 12th. Now we're going to move to the concert that's going to take place on October 3rd. And this is just a pianist, right?
That's correct.
Tell us about him.
He's from Kazakhstan. He studied, he was trained in Russia at the Moscow Conservatory, I believe. And he, I guess, emigrated to the U.S. a few years ago, and he's been freelancing here in the States. He currently lives in Boston. And we're very excited to have him. He's a real technician. He's a virtuoso pianist, but he also he's quite an artist. Mm-hmm. And the centerpiece of the program is going to be a piece that I think everybody loves. It's called "Pictures at an Exhibition" by Modest Mussorgsky, the original version, which was written for solo piano. Everybody's familiar with the orchestral version that was orchestrated by Ravel, and it's wonderful. But this was the original work.
All right.
And he'll be performing that. It's his specialty. He does this a lot. So,
all right. So this is one of the pieces that'll be performed.
He's doing some other shorter works, okay, as well on the program. This is a piece by Rachmaninoff. It's his Etude Tableau, Opus 39, one of the movements. And this is him performing this work at Tufts University a couple of years ago. So it gives you a chance to hear how he interprets the piece. Thank you.
beautiful music that will be at Core Memory Music Concerts. And Craig, I'm going to ask you to tell us about this next piece for the concert that's coming up on October 24th relatively quickly so we can sneak it in before the next break.
Yes, this is a violin recital, violin and piano. Both musicians are students at Yale University School of Music.
There's almost no difference between Yale and Curtis, probably.
I get them confused. And the work you're going to hear right now is a movement from the Prokofiev Violin Sonata, the second movement, Opus 94. It's actually a flute sonata that was refigured a little bit by the composer for David Oistrakh, the famous Russian violinist, and back in the 40s. So this is the violin version of the piece, and it's performed. This recording is performed by Benjamin Beelman, violinist, and a Korean pianist whose name I can't recall.
We'll figure it out later. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Thank you. Core, Memory Music is the subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Craig Maynard, who has these concerts at his beautiful home. And if you'd like information about how to get in and be part of the in crowd, the very small in crowd, you should go to corememorymusic.com. Core is C-O-R-E, memorymusic.com. And all the information is there about the upcoming concerts. There's one on September 12th, October 3rd. We just listened to one about music from October 24th. And now we're moving to a concert that actually is going to be December 12th.
That's
although
right.
Although not the next one in order, but music-wise, this just seemed to fit in a little bit better. So tell us about the December 12th concert.
This is a really special concert. This is Robin Bollinger, who's a very fine violinist based in Boston. She, just to give you an idea, a little bit about her biography, she was such a young prodigy that she soloed with the Philadelphia Orchestra when she was 12 years old. And so she was recognized as a real artist even when she was 12. She went to school at NEC in Boston, studied with Miriam Fried. And
for those of you that don't know, that's New England Conservatory.
New England Conservatory of Music. And she is now very busy. And one of her projects, she got a grant to study at the Dumbarton Oaks art organization in Washington, D.C. for a year doing research. And she did, her topic of research was encores, pieces for violin and piano that famous violinists have performed at the end of their concerts for many years.
Interesting.
So she's compiled a group of encores, and she's going to perform an entire program of encores.
There you go. There you go.
So it's
going to
it's like having dessert, you know, as the only course. So that should be a really fun concert, and that's kind of our holiday concert. So we'll have okay. a tree up and everything. This piece you're going to hear now is the last movement of the Bach Violin Sonata. This is not an encore. This is another work that she performed recently. This is the Violin Sonata number 6 by Bach, BWV 1019, and this is the last movement. Thank you.
Greg. We've gotten to listen to a lot of music this evening, beautiful music provided by Core Memory Music Concerts. And we want to make sure that if you'd like to get involved with Core Memory, you do so by going to the website, corememorymusic.com. And I'm sure Craig will get right back to you. He's always interested in people that are interested in good music. So we have one more piece of music to listen to that's going to be actually played on November 28th, the end of November concert. Tell us about this.
This is a piano recital, solo piano. The pianist is Stefan Chaplikoff. He's right now living in Baltimore. He is going to perform an all Beethoven program. This is our special Beethoven 250th anniversary of his his birth.
Right.
And a lot of arts organizations have been doing a lot of Beethoven this year. So we decided to follow suit with an all Beethoven concert. He's doing three piano sonatas, the last three that Beethoven composed. The piece you're going to hear today is from Opus 110, which is the middle one, and it's an excerpt from the final movement of the sonata.
Excellent. Craig, thank you for coming in tonight, sharing your music with us, and our audience, I'm sure, appreciates the dulcet tones of real in-studio speaking versus the zooming voices that usually sound like this. So thanks for coming in. And
it's my pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
All right. We look forward to that first concert coming up just a couple weeks, September 12th. Go to corememorymusic.com. And we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.